How are you?
I'm good, Andy. Are you good?
I'm great, thank you.
This is good. I like that you use each other's names. This means I can distinguish as to who I'm talking to at one point. This is cunning.
Well, we're helpful.
Good, good skills. So I want to talk to you about Christmas and festivities, amongst many other things, because there's quite a lot of people who, after a drinking session at the pub, go, we should make a Christmas song. It's going to be amazing. But you two have done it, and it's actually really flipping good.
Well, thank you.
How did it come about?
Well, there were a few of those drunken pubby discussions.
Always.
A few of them, actually. It wasn't like we did one and then ended up in the studio the next day. I think it was an ongoing thing. But we've been mates for ages, and we wanted to do something in the studio together. Mm. We started off doing covers, and it went well. We were, like, in the vibe, and we kind of thought they felt a bit wintry, and I think very soon after we did a couple, we set the gauntlet of writing our own Christmas songs and making it more of a Christmassy, wintry album.
Yeah, the whole album is wintry theme, which I love. And I also do rather love the image on the front of, you don't really see bearded men with wings that very often. Was this your own idea, or did they force you into this?
It was Tom's idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was my idea.
Tom,
yeah.
You're a fan of the wings.
I'm really pleased the way it's worked out, but I don't know, just that kind of slightly otherworldly image of unlikely.
You know, unlikely, like you said, angels.
Scruffy angels. I thought that was kind of cool.
And it's nice to work, you know, as mates as well. I mean, I know certainly a lot of bands start off as mates and then, you know, success just happens, and other bands kind of audition people to get in. I don't know what happened, you know, Tom with editors or Andy with Razor, like whether you were all mates to start with or whether you had that thing where you brought people in. But is it completely different working with a kind of best mate?
Well, it's a bit of a tricky one. I mean, for editors, we were mates. We were studying together and then the band grew out of the friendship. I think it's slightly...
Whereas I auditioned.
Yeah. So.
I auditioned to get into a band.
Okay.
Two case studies.
With us, I think what's odd is that we were both existing musicians in our own right and mates.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a given that going into a creative environment it was going to work out well. It could have quite easily, we could have not really liked each other's style or whatever we brought to the table. So there was an element of, oh God, is this going to mess with our friendship slightly? Because we've been mates for a while now, but luckily it was all good.
And you know, people talk about the super group. I'm going to put out a word, super duo.
Super duo.
Super duo.
What do you think?
I think that's appropriate.
Is it working? Is it working for
you? Yeah, I love that.
I'll take some credit for that. Maybe get some kind of PRS fee or something every time you use Super Duo.
Super Duo, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, bit PRS.